Brother Craig.
Yeah, that's exactly what we need to do, because in a nutshell or a capsule, the way Timothy concluded his commands there, where he said, these things I command you, be thou an example in word, in conversation, in love, and spirit, and purity. And then you have not the gift that is in you, give attendance to reading. He said, as Brother Harrison said, give thyself wholly to them. Mm. Just as the brother brought out here. You have to, these whatsoever things are lovely, honest, true, good. You have to, it's occupation. And this older brother in our meeting used to say that all the time. He got older. He used to comment a lot on things, and then as he got older, he wasn't able to, and all he would say is, the key is occupation. The key is occupation. You have to be occupied with the Lord. Amen. And I believe that's what the scripture is saying when it says, walk in the Spirit, that you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh, Galatians 6. Mm. You're just in the Spirit. And when you're in the Spirit, you're not distracted. You can, all those things come under, like Brother Harris brought out, you're not conformed to the world. He says the flesh, the devil, that's itemizing it. But if you put them under a general category, they're all distractions. Anything that distracts you from the Word of God is out. You have to cross it out. Like Tim said, confess it. Get it out the way. And then you focus. You're occupied with the things that God wants you to do. Amen. And once you have that occupation, you're in the Spirit. And then you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Feelings, like you've said, the feeling. You see a guy, I think I keep brought out earlier, I think that I could lead him to the Lord. Feelings will say go after him. But I once read, I don't know where I read it, Darby wrote it once, and he said, feelings are nothing in themselves. He said, but when the Lord has the occupation of your heart, then the feelings come into play. Mm-hmm. See, feelings are only doing what's appropriate under the guidance of the occupation with the Lord. Mm-hmm. And then the feelings come into play. Because feelings are an expression of your desires. You desire a person, you desire the Lord, you try to please him. You please him by what? Doing what he says. You try, a one that you love, you try to please them by doing what is right for you to do for them. So the feel, you have to, the occupation is the key. And that older brother kept saying, he said, occupation, occupation. And I started seeing it as I was reading the scriptures, just occupation with the things of the Lord. And then I'm not distracted. Because the world, the flesh, and the devil will distract you. But the Lord, if you're occupied with him, then you'll do what pleases him.
We are past time. Way past time. I want to thank you for your patience. And maybe we could just close in a word of prayer. Brother Steve, why don't you? I think you got one last comment, and then you can close in prayer.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah, I would just, truly 30 seconds, just to observe that these last comments have answered, I think, or touched on at least, the question that we that brought us to this discussion. These are the ways that we train ourselves to godliness, and this is how we started out. And then to just observe that we really didn't talk much about godliness in public life, did we? But I think that's the point. It says in, I'll just refer quickly to 1 Timothy 4:15, we talked about it already, and ends with saying, your progress will be evident to all. We don't seek public life. In other words, what happens is we seek godliness in private life. We put ourselves in position where God can help develop that in us. We train ourselves. God develops it in us. And then our profiting appears to all. And God puts us then in positions where we can be servants to him in a public way with someone else, believers or unbelievers. We don't seek public life. We desire to be usable for the Lord. And when we desire that by preparing ourselves, public life will follow. He will use us in the way he wants to. Let's close with prayer. Our God and